I'm here with Diane from Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you be kind enough to tell the listeners what was going on in your life when we first met?
When we first met, I was at a really low point in my life. I was having a lot of anxiety, continually blushing several times a day. Periodically throughout my workday, on the phone, meeting people in all aspects of my life. And that was about the time that I was considering a surgery that I had done some research on the internet. And that, for me, had to be the very lowest point because I'm very health-oriented. And for me to even consider a surgery that wasn't necessary would just show for me that was just such a low point in my life. And that was about the time that, through my research, that I found you.
Well, I would really like to hear more about how your mind was working, where you were actually considering the option of surgery, which I believe is to sever nerves to help with the hyperhidrosis and theoretically control the sweating.
Yes, that's true. I was getting to the point in my career that I felt I wasn't functioning, that the anxiety was so strong that it was really interfering with my work day. And I was getting depressed. I was at a point that it was very difficult to even go into work. It was embarrassing. I guess that was the big word. It was embarrassing. And I guess to back up a little bit, I had just moved here. So I was in I think that maybe played in some part of the anxiety, another job change and starting again. Went to a place I didn't feel at that time that they were real supportive. So with that kind of anxiousness fed into it a little bit too. Wasn't the kind of group of people that I had left previously.
Okay, but
with.
You were saying that you weren't functioning, but you had a good career. You were making decent money.
Mm-hmm.
You were married. You have a family. What do you mean you weren't functioning?
I wasn't functioning in the sense to where I wanted to go with that career. I let the anxiety hold me back. I was doing okay. I think we're pretty good at hiding. At least I thought I was pretty good at hiding a lot of things. But I was at the point where I wanted to take the next step, and I was having a hard time doing that.
What were you hiding? What were you avoiding?
I was avoiding putting myself in front of people. In the position that I wanted to transfer to, it would be working with people in a sales capacity. And I was avoiding that because I felt that if I was continually nervous and blushing, that I wouldn't come across professional. And I was that bothered me a lot. That was holding me back from going to the next step.
So what was happening in your mind when you would blush? What were you feeling? What interpretation were you putting on it?
That I, in the work environment, it's real embarrassing. It's like I'm not smart enough that I don't know what I'm talking about. In different situations, I guess I just read different things into it. But I guess for me, a lot of it was that I didn't feel as smart and maybe didn't know what I was talking about or trying to pull something over on someone.
So the blushing had been going on for how long a time when you really take a look back at your life? I mean, blushing in a negative sense, the way it was impacting you negatively.
Going back, I would say, I think in a negative way that I felt it was impacting me in the sense that we're looking at it now was junior high. I think I can remember back further. Actually, I can remember back further than that. In grammar school, too.
Just like we did once in a therapy session, link back to the first thing that comes to mind as far back as you can historically. I mean, if you don't mind now, I'm going to say you are a woman in your 40s. But when you link back to the first thing that comes to mind, a situation where you knew something was not right, what was it?
When I was auditioning for the choir and... She said I'm trying to remember back. She said no when I auditioned, and then she said she'd give me another try. And I did get in, and then I was performing, and we were in a rehearsal. And at that time, she pulled me out in front of everybody and said I wasn't doing well enough and asked me to leave in the middle of this rehearsal, and I had to walk back into class. I think that stands out as a real embarrassing moment.
Okay, and as you know, we've done our work together, you understand that that was an example of trauma,
mm-hmm.
a situation associated with acute levels of embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're doing research on this problem a while ago, and the part of you that was considering this operation,
mm-hmm.
let's go back to that. You're thinking, what? I've got to blush. Okay, so I'm blushing, and it means what? What did it mean to you a year or so ago?
At that time, it meant that, I guess part of it did. I didn't feel as sophisticated, as smart as my coworkers. I felt, it's very hard to come to the right words for that. It was just such a low period. It was even meeting, I was mentoring and working with recent college graduates, I didn't even feel as mature as they were from that. That's how my mind related that.
So you would be in a situation, either a social or work situation,
mm-hmm.
and you would blush, and you would think what about the blush in terms of what other people were thinking?
I would think they thought, what's wrong with her? Why is that reaction? Because I could see it, and I could read that on someone's face. Like even if I was introduced to someone, I would just blush. And sometimes you could just read it in their face, like, well, what is she getting so nervous about or blushing about? That's how I would interpret it. And then that would make me feel worse, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I even meet somebody and I would have this problem? Why on the telephone when I don't even have face-to-face with someone? Why would this happen to me? And I would start thinking, what's wrong with me? There's got to be a reason. This has got to be a biological reason that I'm having this. And that's where I think I started that research and was looking for something that someone could cut, do surgery, fix it.
Okay, now what you're saying right now is so incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
You just said, I thought that this was a, what did you say, biological what?
Like a biological problem that they could just cut out, fix, and I'd be fine. I was born with this.
How come you didn't follow through on that surgery?
Thank goodness I kept doing research and I came across your name and I called and we spoke. And surgery, that for me would have been the ultimate last draw. Because, again, I just look at surgery as that it should be something that's, life-threatening. And I always try alternative. I'm a very alternative person, alternative medicine. I barely take an aspirin. So that just shows what a low point. And my husband was quite concerned that because of how I am that I would consider that. So I continued to look for another source. And there was something on that website that triggered me enough to call that maybe this would be something I could work through.
Okay. In all honesty, where would you say that you are currently at with the social anxiety and blushing and sweating?
From when we started to now,
correct.
It's like a 360 turnaround. It's not that I never blush. It does still happen occasionally, but I look at it differently, too. And I think as situations come up, it happens less and less. I am in a different place.